All right, let's do a patient by the name of Linda Howard, LINDAHOWARD, 82751. Ms. Howard is a 74-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia, period. She's lost weight. She's not eating. She's taken care of by her stepdaughter, Katrina, C-A-T-R-I-N-A, period, New paragraph. Patient's recent medication reviewed. The medications had been changed because of edema of the lower extremity, which proved no help in reducing her edema, period. Most likely this is related to weight loss and protein-calorie malnutrition. She's also developed a rather large 5 or 6 centimeter mass, lateral aspect of her left thigh. Recently that was evaluated and was proved to be ultrasound, proved to be a possible abscess. Noted via ultrasound findings. This is now scheduled for IND via under needle ultrasound guided needles, period. In your paragraph, I suspect there won't be much that could be recovered. This feels quite hard. This may be an old abscess. There's no redness, there's no heat associated with this abscess, period. Let's see what else I want to say about her. Other comorbidities also includes, let's see. Bipolar disorder, hypothyroidism, depression, anxiety, hypertension, sundowner syndrome, peripheral autonomic neuropathy, behavioral issue related to Alzheimer's dementia, period. Her MAC is at 26 with no significant change. KPS is at 40% with a FASD score at 7B. Patient is O2 sats hovering around 94% with a blood pressure of 130 over 92 at this time. Patient is more confused and requires more redirecting from her caregiver Katrina with a C to be able to live at home with the family members at this time. Overall prognosis is poor given advancement of her disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.